Today we're going to talk about the sugya that is a question to what extent it's related, and that is in the bottom of Chafal Mudbet, where Rava says that you need to light a ner acheres. A ner acheres. So the central question here, as we identified yesterday, is whether this need for a ner acheres is connected to the Isser Lishtamish. Our Girsa in the Gemara seems to make it sound that way. Because our Girsa says, Tzarach lahadlik ner acheres lihishtamish lo'ora. And therefore you could understand that this is in order to avoid the problem of shimush. Rabbi Nochananel sounds that way. Rabbi Nochananel says, Vitzarach ner acher litashmisho. Litashmisho. Same way in the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Chet on page 2. The Rambam says, "V'tzarech liot b'toch habayit ner acher lihishtamesh lo'oro." We have by us. And the Rashba, he definitely holds this way. The Rashba, if you look at the beginning of the Ramat v'Hilchasa Kemanda Amar Asur lihishtamesh lo'oro, the Rashba paskins its asur to use the or, and he proves it from here. He says, "The Haki Yasa Rav and Nami Yamar Mishmed of Yochan veKiblo Minei Abaye, Ramli Yizakai Kabalte Meikara, veRav Nami Dehu Basra, Rav also who's a later Amora, Haki Svirle Kidemuchach Besamech Da Amar veTzarich Nera Cheret LeShtamish LaOra." The Rashba proves from Rav's statement about the need for another Ner that it's also LeShtamish LaOra. He understands that there's no way around this. But the Rashba himself quotes the Baal Amor. We already mentioned yesterday, right afterwards, the Rashba quotes it. The Rav Zerachi Hazal, Kosov, Dahi, Afilu Mandamer Mutter Lishtamish Lora Modebo, Di Leka Neracheret Taro, Omer Litzarchu Dadlika. He quotes the Baal Amor, says that even if you hold Mutter Lishtamish Lora, you could still say you need a Shamish. Why? Because without the Shamish, people will think you're lighting the candle for your own purposes, even though it's mutter to use it. But people will think you're lighting it for that reason. And the Rashba disagrees with this. The Rashba disagrees with Rav Zerachi Halevi's suggestion to separate the shamish from... In fact, by the way, let's talk about terminology for a second. The term shamish is what we call it, right? Rav doesn't use that term. Why do we call it shamish? Well, simple explanation is like the Rashba is saying. It's aser lihishtamesh la'ora, and therefore we light another candle to be a candle that will be what you're mishtamesh in, the shamish. The Baal Amor is saying no. The Baal Amor is saying, even if you hold mutter lihishtamesh la'ora, you would still light another candle, so that it's clear that the Nerot Chanukah are not being lit for that purpose. Now the Rashba rejects this. The Rashba says, "Einu mechuver beinai klum, to havade man da omer mutter lihishtamesh la'ora kol tashmish kamar." Why do we care what people are going to think? Yeah, I'll just mention in passing. What do you mean, why do we care what people are going to think? It's a famous Gemara in Daf Chav Beis. I think what the Rashba says is, that Gemara is saying that the candle objectively has to be lit in a way that looks like it's meant for Ner Chanukah. If you're holding it in your hand, it doesn't look like a Ner Chanukah. But if it's being lit on the right place, someone may come to use it later. So what? I mean, the fact that someone could come to use it later, but the fact that one, that's not a problem. The only problem is when you're lighting it in a way that it doesn't look like an Er Chanukah. In any case, the Baal Amor disagrees. And the Baal Amor is not the only one who disagrees with this statement of the Rashba. And just to clarify, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, they're saying, but you need to light another candle lishtamish bo. But they don't say what the Rashba said. I mean, Rashba would say they hold like him. They don't say what the Rashba says, that the candle is being lit only according to the man da amar asur lishtamish lo'ora. The Rambam and Chananel can be explained otherwise, as we'll soon see. Who is the first of the Rishonim to explain clearly otherwise than the Rashba? Before the Baal Amor, we mentioned him yesterday.
Rush?
Earlier than the Rush. Rashi, right? Because what does Rashi say, as we saw yesterday? Hecker. What led Rashi to understand that it's based on Hecker? I'm sorry?
Aura.
The word Aura. Why does the word Aura lead you to say that it's based on Hecker?
Because then it's the Nes Chanukah, the Nair, the light of Chanukah.
So,
if you could have just said, like, Rabbi Nachman, so the Tashmish, without the Aura.
Well, clearly, it's the Tashmish lower, right? Okay. And again, the Gemara says it doesn't have those words, so.
Yeah.
I think what led Rashi to understand it this way is the continuation of the Gemara. Let's take a look at the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tzarech ne'er cheret l'shtamish l'ora. V'yiko medura. Lo tzarech, right? If you have a medura there, then you don't need another ne'er, right? Understandably, right? Why does medura make a difference? V'yishakeresh ha'ner shal mitzvah, right? There's a medura there. Why are you lighting a ne'er now? Clearly you're lighting l'shal mitzvah, not for light. And then the Gemara says a strange thing. V'yadam chashiv hu... If you're not Adam Chashev, Medura isn't enough. What does Rashi say? V'i Adam Chashevu, Shein Roger Lishtamish Laura Medura, Tzarech Ner Acheret. D'i Lo Lo Havi Heker. Let's think about the reverse Sipshat. You're lighting the Ner to avoid Hanah, right? Okay? So you have a Medura. You don't need this Ner, right? So an Adam Chashev, it's not his way to use a Medura. So what? I'll use a Medura now. What difference does it make? Meaning, if I intended to use the Medura, I shouldn't say, if I'm Adam Chashev, I should say. And if you don't want to use the Medura, then you have to light another candle. If you want to read by candlelight and not by Medura light, then why does it make a difference if you're objectively an Adam Chashev or not? And that's what Rashi said. In Adam Chashev, it's not clear to people that the Ner is being lit for Chanukah. Because they know you like to use Neros. Oh! It's not clear. Okay, Hecker. I think that's where Rashi got it from. It's not enough that you're not using it. It has to be Nicker that you're not using it. Yeah?
Even a stronger case could be made in terms of an Adam Pasha, an understanding that it could have the reverse effect, seeing as, we know that the torch is not using it for light because he's always decorating it, so... What do you have left? You have the menorah.
Right.
What are you going to use for light? You're going to say, because it's not the torch.
So it doesn't depend on Adam Chashev. It depends on whether your intention is to use light or only Medura, right?
In terms of how people are perceiving
it. Perceived as a din of Hecker. Now, the Gra, as we saw, he says that Rashi doesn't have the words L'shtamish Lora. Now, the truth is, I think I pointed this out yesterday, L'chori, even if Rashi does have the words L'shtamish L'ora, would make sense. Why? Because we saw earlier, how does Rashi explain the Isser L'shtamish L'ora?
That's Necker.
Because of Hecker. So it could all be very nice. You could say, there's an Isser L'shtamish L'ora because of Hecker. And that's why you have to light the candle so you're not L'shtamish L'ora, so there's Hecker. So why does the Grot take out the gear? So why does he have to take out the... How does he assume that the gear isn't here? I think one can say that, again, like we saw in the Bala Mor, that this Hecker we're talking about is more significant than the Hecker needed according to the Mandahamer Asr L'shtamish L'ora. Meaning, there's a machlokes in the Tav Chofala from Midbeis, right? Is it mutter to use the candle or not mutter to use the candle? It's a machlokes, right? And the sheet that says it's not mutter says, because when you're using the candle, it blurs the message, right? It makes it look like it's not an Ner Chanukah. Now one could say, even the Manda Amr that holds that it's mutter to use the candle later might hold, and isn't worried about that kind of blurring of Hecker, might agree that it's important to have another candle at the beginning so that the initial lighting is clear. Meaning, it could be that the initial lighting, as we've already spoken about, is more significant than what happens later. When I light the candle, everyone agrees it has to be clear that it's Ner Chanukah. And what makes it clear that it's now Chanukah? That there's another candle there. So I'm trying to say is, even though Rashi explains that the Isser to use it later is based on the need for Hecker, it could be that the need for another candle at the time of the Hadlaka, which is also based on Hecker, is a different type of Hecker. A type of Hecker that even the Mandamer Mutter L'Shtamish L'Ora might agree to. And that's why we'd want to take out the words L'Shtamish L'Ora here. Because it's not we need another candle to use it later. We need another candle so that it's clear already now that the Ner Chanukah being lit is lit for a Ner Chanukah. Oh. So we've seen here two shitot. Let's go over the two shitot. One, made clear most by the Rashba, is that you have to light another candle so that you're not using the Ner Chanukah. So that you're not using the Ner Chanukah. The problem is that without this additional candle you might come to use the Ner Chanukah. Yeah. The other approach, which is Rashi, is that the reason we light the other candles is that the Ner Chanukah we're lighting, it should be clear that it's L'shem Chanukah. Simple nafkamina of this. We got the more significant of it. A simple nafkamina would be, when and where does the other candle need to be lit? What do you mean by when? Do you need to light the other candle first or not? That's our custom, by the way. We light it first, right? In fact, we use the one we're lighting. With? According to who would that be necessary?
Rashi.
Rashi, because if you want a hecker, the other light needs to exist already, right? Question number two. Where should this other light be? What do you guys think? Where should this other light be? Yeah. Should it be in the menorah or somewhere else in the room?
Somewhere else
in the room.
Oh, not necessarily anywhere else in the room, but I would say definitely separate.
Definitely distinct, but I'm asking you, within the menorah, like we do it, or somewhere else in the room?
Within the
menorah, because that's what we do it. Well, what's this far?
I feel that way because it could just, if it's farther away from the menorah, then you're making a very, very, you know, you might not come to associate.
Let's not take sides. Let's try to understand what would lead to each opinion, because both opinions are out there. No?
Rashi would say it should be right there.
Rashi would say that it should be right there. Why?
So it's nicker, next to the light.
Well, again, does it need to be right there? Dafka, if it's somewhere else, so you have light already in the room, right? The light on the room, on the ceiling, right? The light's on, like we say. The room is lit.
Okay.
Dafka somewhere else makes clear the distinction between the light and the Hanukkah. Meaning, why would you need it to be dafka in the menorah? Because you can't come to use only the menorah. Right? The reason I think you would need it to be dafka in the menorah is so that you can't come to use the candles of the menorah. Because if the light is somewhere else in the room, so we could say, you could come close to the light of the menorah and use it.
But Rashi doesn't seem to be concerned with using the light of the menorah while
I know. So that's why I think, according to Rashi, you might say that it could be anywhere else, not dafka in the menorah. Mm-hmm.
It should be
But couldn't it be the opposite as well? Because if you need to be nikkar, then if you have a distinct light right there, you see obviously there's something going on here different. As opposed to if you have a bunch of candles here and some there, you say, okay, he's lighting up different parts of the room you see.
Yeah.
Because the shamash that we have, it makes clear that there's a distinction between the two different types of lights here. As opposed to if there's a light bulb on somewhere.
I'm not going
to
say I don't understand what you're saying, but I'm going to say that I think what I said is better. But you could say what you're saying too. Anyway, it's an interesting thing to think about. You thinking? Thinking is good.
Surely having it like designing a menorah is the worst possible way to do it.
Why is the worst? Meaning, the same level for sure.
No, not even, like that. But even if you have one.
Why is it worst possible way to do it?
Hole.
Why?
It looks as a hole. Like if you look.
Well, to people who don't understand, right? To people who don't understand. To people who don't understand, it looks like all part of it, right? So you're saying for hecker, it's better to have it elsewhere, right?
I said hecker, it should be
for hecker, it's better to have it elsewhere. So you're saying what we're saying, right, Gami?
Mm-hmm.
You're disagreeing with Levi. You're saying for hecker, the best thing is to have it far away. For hecker, the best thing is to have it far away, and then it's clear.
Doesn't matter if it's closer.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it's closer. The point is when you light it that you have.
She's saying when it's closer, it's problematic. Because then it looks like it's part of the menorah, even if it's a little odd, right?
Right, that's what Rashi would say, that it still needs to be near, though. It doesn't actually have to be on the menorah itself.
It needs to be that there's enough light in the room, right?
Right, or that people passing by can understand that it's separate from the menorah, but there's also, obviously, this is used for the light.
I don't know if it has to be. It doesn't need to be close to the menorah, it just needs to be that there's light there.
But then if people
as soon as there's light, they don't need to see that it's a lit.
But if people don't see that light, then they won't
they need to see that the room is lit. Right. They know it's not lit from the narrow of the menorah. They need to see there's more light, right?
But what would make them assume that there's another light?
Because you see a lot of light.
They would assume it comes from the menorah.
Like when you walk by a room, you see the light on. You can see the lights on, right? Menorah. Doesn't say another Nair. It says menorah. Right? Menorah means it's lit.
But if it's a Nair.
The room is lit up. Okay. I think a nafkamina within our sugya is how you explain the context of Rava's statement. And that's assuming that you assume that the statement is connected to what came before it. We already talked about the Gersos here. How can we understand why the din of Rava is connected to the situation of Meniach al Shulchano? Who did you guys see who discussed this question?
Rami the din of Rava?
What?
Rami the din of Rava?
Sarach Ne'achar, the one we're talking about. Who did you guys see who said this? Who talked about this? The Meiri. So let's start with the Meiri. Let's look inside. The Meiri says, how does the Meiri explain the connection between Rava and Meniach al Shulchano? The Meiri says, Mikol Makom, 5 lines in the bottom. Yiro Ali Mikol Chasugya, Shelo Amru Tzarech Ner Acheret, Ela B'Menicha Al Shulchano, Avakol Shemenicha Samach LePetach, Eino Tzarech LeNer Acheret. Af Al Pisha Omed Lo Lasham, Hoil VeEino Ba LeHishtamish BeFrat LaOra LeEzer Tashmish. Why is Meniach Al Shulchano worse?
It's in your house.
What's the evening about that?
That's where you do stuff.
That's where you do stuff. That's where you do stuff. Posh pshat. Why do you need the ner when it's in your house? Only when it's in your house? Because that's when there's a chshash of tashmish. Like the Rashba, right? That's posh pshat. And what we've read thus far in the Meiri. We're going to see the Meiri is more complex. But the Meiri says, could we understand? I don't think the Meiri understands this way. But one could understand the Meiri. Others could say this pshat, right? But why is it Dafka Meniach HaShulchano? Because Dafka Meniach HaShulchano, there's Tashmish. You put it by the door outside, you're not going to use the light. So you don't have the light. Another name. That's the Meiri. However, if you take a look at the Ran, and let's turn now to the Ran, Tesam and Beis, Bedap Erif, back to our Ran. The Ran is also trying to explain how Rava is connected to the situation of Meniach HaShulchano. And he also says that Meniach HaShulchano is significant because it's a place where people use it. But he formulates it a lot differently. Tes Amid Beis Bedap Erif. Everyone should turn. Tes Amid Beis Bedap Erif, right? You're afraid to turn the page thereof?
Having trouble.
Having trouble. Ah! Middle of the page says, Amar Rava, Tzarech Ne'erach Eres L'Shnar Mishlora. Everyone sees it?
It's yours.
It's here. Everyone sees it? It's like 10 lines after Tana Rabbanon. Amar Rava, Vitzarech Ne'acher L'Shnamish Lora, begins the rhyme with Akasha. That's how Yeshivish. Begins the rhyme with Akasha. Nearly, Denehi de Rava Moda Dasar L'Shnamish Lora, the Kevin Shekain Pshita the Tzarech Ne'acheret. The rhyme begins with Akasha, right? It's Pashit, you need another Ne'er. Rav is the one who holds us for the Shtamish Laura. So it's his Chiddush. Ha ha hi kamar. Here's his Chiddush. The afal gav de bishat ha sakana kevin de meiniach ha shulchano al karcho mishtamish laura afilu ha hi tzarech ner acheret laso tekera b'davar. How does the Ran formulate the significance of lighting on your table? Like the Meiri says, a table is a place where people use the candles. And therefore, lighting a Ner isn't going to help you. Why is lighting a Ner not going to help you?
Still want a light there.
You're still using the light of the candles. I don't understand this, Ran. And one could ask this question in general about lighting a shamish with the menorah. Bottom line, you're using the light of the candles, right? What does it help that you lit a shamish? What does it help? So what does he say? What does it help?
Yeah.
Helps to create a hacker. So again, why is lighting on the table different? Because there'll be tashmish and there you need to light a candle to be mat to the tashmish? Or that there'll be tashmish You can't be matir a tashmish. You light a candle to create heker. Now, by the way, I think the Ran may be the shitasa. What do I mean? Can the lighting of another candle be matir the tashmish? Does that make sense?
No, you'd be a madura.
Well, it depends on why the tashmish is usur. If the tashmish is usur for bizui mitzvah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lighting a candle, and I'm kilu saying that this additional candle is the one I'm using, so okay, you're not being mavaza the mitzvah. But how did the Ran explain why there is an isur tashmish? Anyone remember to say yesterday? Because like, what? Because it's like the menorah. It's like Kedusha. It's more than bizui mitzvah. You can't use it. You can light as many other candles as you want. You're not going to be mounted to use this one. I think if you take a closer look at the Meiri, you see that even though the Meiri says what we saw he says, he doesn't mean what we said he said. We said, and we were careful not to say it, we said that Meiri says, why do you have to light another candle? Because the candles on the table are in a place of tashmish. That's what he says. So why does that make a difference? Someone could say, well, why does it make a difference? Because since you'll use it, you have to light another candle so that you won't use it, right? But if you continue reading the Meiri, you see that the Meiri doesn't actually say that. What do I mean? Meiri continues and he says, V'kvar ra'iti tzas rabbonim noagim lamod sham uledaber im chavrehem belo ner acheret. I've seen rabbonim who stand by the neros at the opening of the door and they speak to their friends, meaning they're using the ner, without having another ner. Why do they don't have another ner? Because when do you have the ner? Al shulchan, right? But wait a second, here they're being mishtamish. So they should need another ner, no? How do they understand why meniach al shulchan requires a ner? Because you're using it when it's on the shulchan? I can't hear you.
Bizui.
Why do you need it? Why do you need it on the table? What?
For a hacker.
Yes, what's special about the table? What? What's special about the table?
Normally light candles in?
Because it's a place where it's miyuad latashmish, right? When it's miyuad latashmish, that's when, Daniel, you need the heker. I mean, we read in the Miri that where do you need the extra candle? In a place where it's miyuad latashmish. Why is a place miyuad latashmish make a difference? He said, because you might use it. But you see from the continuation of the Miri, it's not because you might use it. It's because when you light it in a place that's miyuad latashmish, it's not clear that it's an Ner Chanukah. Lamanef Kamina. When you light on the table, you need another Ner even if you're not going to use it. And when you light by the door, you don't need another Ner even though you're going to use it. That's another way to understand what he says here about the Ktsas Rabban. And again, it's not just the Ktsas Rabbanim who hold this way. It's Meduik in his words. He says, Hoyol ve'eno bo lehishtamish bifrat La'ora le'ezatashmish. Since a person is not going to come to use it particularly for the light for some tashmish, since it's not going to be what, it's not why people light it there by the door. So even the Meiri sounds like Hecker in the end.
Yeah. How's the Shlo Yomer the Tzarko Hidlik?
Shlo?
Yomer the Tzarko Hidlik.
Where?
Fifth line.
Right. I feel like it's Tzarech L'Tash, the Yom L'Tzarech L'Hidlik. That underlined, I just didn't read it, yeah. Right, the fifth line also. And the Meiri on the last line adds a curveball. Let's see now the curveball of Meiri on the last line. And this will bring us to the last point. So the Meiri says that the din of Rava is only when you're lighting on the table, and therefore he sees Rabbanim who light by the door, and they're standing there having hana, but they don't have an extra candle. And that's okay. Ela shelemaaseh, ani noheg, lahadlik ner acheres, af below tzorich tashmish. Uminagav hosenu v'rabosenu biyadenu. But l'maisam noeg to light another candle. Af below tzorich tashmish. Why? What's this other candle according to the Meiri? Af below tzorich tashmish, right?
Yeah.
Why? Below tzorich tashmish.
Isn't that implying that the issue is tashmish and not hecker?
But why is he knowing to light even when there's no tzorich tashmish, right?
He's going
to
hecker.
I think what he's saying is like this. When you light in a place that's generally going to be for tashmish, there you mechuyev to light another candle. Mechor for hecker, as he said before. But he has a minute to always light another candle. Even when you're not going to be in a place for tashmish. Because then it's always clear when you're not going to light another candle. One could understand within the Meiri that in both situations, the chiyuv and the minhag, it's always l'shem hecker. It's always l'shem hecker. The reason I mention these two levels in the Meiri, the chiyuv and the minhag, is because you have the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. I read this yesterday, we're like, whoa! Now we have the kelim to be able to appreciate the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch mentions the din of lighting another candle twice. In Simin Tov Resh Ayin Aleph and in Simin Tov Resh Ayin Gimel. And I mentioned yesterday the difference is that in Simin Tov Resh Ayin Aleph he says Vitzorich Ner Acher L'Yishtamish Lower. And in Simin Tov Resh Ayin Gimel he says, Tav page 3, V'Noagim L'Hadlik Ner Nosaf. Right? Not Vitzorich, but V'Noagim. Why is he mentioned it twice and why is there a difference in how he formulates it? Okay. Well, Tav Resh Ayin Aleph, he's talking about in what context? The context of Miniach HaShulchan, that's where Rava said it. That's why he uses the Lashon of Rava. V'tzarech ner acher l'shtamish la'ora. V'tzarech ner acher l'shtamish la'ora. In Simon Tav Resh Ayin Gimel, what's the context? What's the context of Tav Resh Ayin Gimel? Yes, sir. The Yisr to use. And there he says, "V'nogin l'hadak ner nosaf, kedei sheim yishtamesh la'ora, yiye la'ora nosaf." The chiyuv to light another candle is not because you might use it. You might use it, so light it, then you'll decide to light another candle, right? Why is there a chiyuv to light another candle? Because when you're lighting it al shulchano, which is a place that's miyud litashmish, it's not clear that this is a ner Chanukah, and therefore you have to light another candle. Not because of the Yisr. The Yisr hasn't even been mentioned yet. The Yisr is only going to mention Simon Tov Resh Ayin Gimel.
So it's a hecker,
right? And Tov Resh Ayin Gimel is coming and saying, you should know there's an Yisr. There's an Yisr to use a candle. There's two dinim. There's hecker. And it's also an Yisr. Okay, so don't use it. Okay, I'm not going to use the Eros Chanukah. It's Asr. Okay. We have a minhag to light another candle so that if someone does come to use it, that's not a chiyuv. Bam not ask going to Shulchan Aruch, why are you mechuyev to light another candle? The answer is not because you might come to use the candles. The answer is hecker. But we also have a minhag to light the additional candle. And the Nafka Mina would be even when it's not al Shulchan, right? Like the Meiri said. Meiri said for a different reason. We have a minute to light another candle even when it's not al Shulchan, because you might come to use it. And if you look at the Pirtei Dinim that the Shulchan Aruch mentions in Simon Tov Resh Ayin Gimel, you see clearly that it's about the worry of coming to use it. The Noagim Lahadlik Ner Nosaf Kedei She'im Yishtamish La'ora Yihye La'ora Nosaf Shehu Oto Shehudlak Acharon. Not far away, but a little bit away. So it's clear that it's the Shamish, right? I mean, on the one hand, it's not for Hecker. It's again, Kedei She'im Yishtamish La'ora Yiyye La'or HaNosaf Shehu Oto Shehudlak Acharon. And you're lighting it last, right? Not first. Right? It's a little bit further away. It's lit in last. Not hecker, have light first, right? It's kedei she'im yishtamish b'zeh. And not far away, because if it's far away, you'll come use the candles over here. a little bit away. And the Rama adds, "Uve medinot elu, ein nogim lahosif, rak meniach etzlan hashamish shebo madlik aneros ruadif tvei." Our custom is not to light another one, but to leave the one you lit with. Ruadif tvei. Why is it adif tvei?
Better hecher.
I don't know, and I don't even know if they're talking about hecher here. I think it's adif tvei because you've already shown that you're using it. Have you shown that you're using it?
You used it.
You use it. That's why he uses what word that the Shulchan Aruch didn't use? Magic word?
Shamish.
Shamish. The one you are mishtamish with. And some people have the oil. They have the oil menorahs, right? So on the fourth night, you light 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you light the shamish, right? That's not the shamish. You can't call it shamish. You didn't use it. The truth is, it's mashim from the Rambam, that the minhag is to take your candle you live with and put it down. Some people have oil and they put the candle down, right? The yesh lasato yoter aroch mishar neirot. She'im bal yishtamesh, yishtamesh la'otso ner. You make it longer. Why is making it longer help? It's taller. How do you make sure to use that one? It's taller. So you come to use which light is getting to you first. Yeah, they all travel at the speed of light. But one has a head start. He's a little taller. Again, the whole context here is about usage.
A longer wick is also brighter.
Longer wick is brighter. Is that what he's saying? Aruch. Maybe. Aruch. Aruch. Is Aruch taller or longer? Chor longer, right? Longer is brighter. Chor? Yeah, I guess so, no? Longer or taller? What do you think?
Aruch means longer.
Aruch means longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Seder. So tomorrow, we're going to move on to the end of the Sugya. The Gemara said, the Gemara tried to bring a proof regarding the question of Kafta Zakukla. The Gemara said, can you possibly say Kafta Ein Zakukla? Firaminu. Mitzvasa mi shetishka achama ad shetichla regam anashuk. Poshup Shat sounds like you have to make sure it's lit. From Shkia until... no people are outside. My ladi kaf the other madlik lo. Gemara says lo. The ilo adlik madlik. What this means is the time when you can begin lighting. Inami l'shiura. That means the amount of oil, the amount that oil has to be in initially. Not how long you have to ensure that it remains lit, but how long it needs to have shir shem in there. Now, each of these terutim in the Gemara is important, because it teaches you an important halacha. One would be the time when you need to light it, the ilo adlik madlik, and the other is how much oil you need for the shear. They're two different halachot, right? You understand the difference between the halachot, right? Are they both right? What?
Inami.
So the question is, what's the relationship between these two tirutzim? Are they machlokasing? Are they two different options that are both true? That's a very important question, you understand why, right? And what's conceptually behind each of these statements and the relationship between them? So this is our mission for the next couple of days, right? To understand this important stuff with the Shir Hadlaka and the time for Hadlaka. Okay? So this is what we're going to talk about tomorrow and the next day. Shkoyach.